So, what kind of occasion is it going to be next Sunday?
Well, obviously, you know, it's going to be quite emotional because obviously when Daniel died, I didn't know this, but he was an apprentice when I was at Hull City. So I didn't really know the boy personally, but when you heard the news like that, because obviously I do a lot of for Josh Fell, you know, for for Cry. So basically, the young boy died probably the same as what Daniel did. So when I got asked the question, when my ambassador role, I had to go to the funeral and because he was a mad Hull City fan as well. And when I got asked, if we could get a team together, because we play a lot of charity games, the ex-Tigers play a lot of charity games. And John Reid, the assistant manager, who my brother-in-law knows, he asked the question and we were glad to put it on. So I'm sure it'll be a great day. Obviously quite emotional for the mum and dad.
Have you met the family?
I've met the family at the funeral. But it's £5 entry fee, obviously, to get in at Blackies in Brough, just outside Hull. So we're hoping that there'll be a number of people turning up.
So is Brian Hughes coming along?
Yeah, there's Ian Ashby, Brian Hughes, Pete Skipper, Darren France, Laurie Duffield, Adam Lofup. So they've all been pros.
Any target in terms of money?
No, well, obviously that's nothing to do with me. You know, I got the venue. They asked me to get the venue to put a team together, and then it's up to them to. You know, I think they're getting some representatives from Shore Lane.
But it'd be still nice to raise quite a bit of money.
Well, listen, it'll be £5 to get in. So I'm hoping. John Reid was telling me that there'll be a lot of people turning up from Shore Lane Football Club as well.
And obviously, it was a shocking incident, and it really puts football in perspective.
I think. Listen, you know, I wouldn't like to witness it. You know, and obviously, there's a lot of people who've seen it happen, and so yeah, it'll be an emotional day for the family and for the players as well, for the Shore Lane players as well. And I think it's their last game of season, so if they get promotion.
Well, they won't win away, so...
Yeah, well, if they get, as you say...
Because they're trying to win it for him, aren't they?
Well, I think that's the main thing. I think that if they can win the league and get promotion for Daniel and his and for his family, that, you know, the players will be they'll be delighted. But, you know, it's all about the raising money for the Daniel Wilkinson Foundation.
And will you be willing to help out in future
I'd try my best to do a lot of things if I can. You know, obviously, you know, we're quite busy with my ambassador role and me speaking, me after dinner speaking, but... You know, if I can turn out for games, then yeah, of course. You know, and as you say, me and Pete Skipper and the ex-Tigers, we've got a number of games coming up. You know, to raise money, obviously, for the Daniel one on Sunday, and then there's another one the week after for Josh Fell, which I can't attend. Actually, I'm in Skegness doing a presentation for loads of kids, football kids. So, but the ex-Tigers will turn up. You know, I think for the Josh Fell thing, we've raised a hell of a lot of money. I sold my shirt. You know, for the Josh Fell. For Josh Fell, and we got 15 grand for that with Wembley shirt.
So did Dan Wilkinson go to see you at Wembley when you scored that goal?
I don't know.
You're not going into detail.
I don't really know, because obviously, like I said, I don't know. I didn't know the kid. Somebody said he was an apprentice when I was a pro there. And obviously, I never saw him, but obviously, I spoke to his mum and dad at the funeral, and so hopefully we can raise a lot of money.